Bid 2022-317, Neptune Cold Water Meters. This is found on page 27. Director, when you get there, please introduce yourself.
Good evening. Terry DiPietro, Chief of Water Division. This is a request for 612 alteration of contract for tie seals to increase the awarded amount by $80,000 to increase from $300,000 to $380,000. The current bid is good for 2 years when it expires March 26, 2024.
Thank you. Questions from comments from members of this committee? Questions, comments from members of the council? Councilman Lattisor.
Thank you. Hi, Director.
Good evening.
How many meters did you initially start out with at the previous contract?
We just keep a handful. We don't pre-order. We just have enough on our shelves to get by. And once we get down to a certain amount, we order more. We might keep 100 on the shelf. But, you know, we have 27,000 meters throughout the city. Mm-hmm. It's not, you know, it's an as-needed basis. Okay. So, as you, everybody's aware that we have a lot of construction going on in the city. We're coming up on winter time, where a lot of them freeze. We recoup our money if it freezes. The resident is supposed to maintain their own water meter. Commercial buildings, which we've been buying a lot of new commercial large meters, which they can go for around $10,000, $12,000, $8,000. We purchase them through our salesmen, and in turn, the contractor will pay us for them.
Something that just came up today, and I haven't had an opportunity to speak to you on, it is in relationship to the meters and the use. Given the fact that we have a lot of road construction going on, whether it be state road or whether it be, you know, city roads, have you found this construction to be, if not completely responsible, it's somewhat responsible for difficulties with these meters because of sand or gravel, you know, coming through the water system, you know, through no fault of anyone that's doing the work. It's just a process of the work.
Yeah, we haven't had really any calls regarding that. It's possible when there's a water main break, sometimes if the resident or a commercial building is calling for water at the time of that event, it is possible to intake sand in your water meter, which is very easily remedied by just taking it apart and flushing it out.
Well, maybe this item that was brought to my attention today is maybe it's more indicative of the backflow things where, you know, some dirt comes in through.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Backflows, especially RPZs, reduced pressure valves, they can be a little more sensitive to anything that gets there, not so much a water meter because there's a screen on there, but yes, an RPZ it can be very delicate, which it's, like I said, it's easy to remedy. You know, just you can flush it out through the silcox.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Director.
Thank you, Councilman. Any further questions from members of this council? Questions, comments from members of the public? Questions, comments from members of the public? Thank you.
Thank you.
Bid 2024-219 GTAC F110 tablets and vehicle mounting hardware. Good evening, Majors. Please identify in the department, and then you can head into your statement.
Good evening, Major Andy Sullivan for the Police Department. The Police Department went out to bid for GTAC F110 tablets and associated vehicle mounting hardware. The equipment is used to equip new police cruisers and to replace old or damaged tablets or parts in the older cruisers. The department receives 6 bids and recommends a contract be awarded to Island Tech Services, which specializes in tablets and laptops. They were also the overall lowest qualified bidder. The department is requesting $60,000 for a one-year contract beginning November 9th, 2023 and ending on November 8th, 2024. If approved, funding would be allocated from the police computers budget 30-231.
Thank you, Major. Are there any questions, comments from members of this committee? Questions, comments from members of the council? Councilman Lattisor.
Thank you. Good evening, Major.
Good evening.
Major, as I've seen with some other bids on this bid package this evening, there are numerous bids that are here to us quite late, some like beyond the contract expiration date. In this case, your contract expired on November 8th. Why is it coming to us so late?
Yes, this particular bid, our radio technician who oversees the getting the bid specifications for the tablets also, he was having a difficult time trying to acquire the accurate, up-to-date information on specifications for parts and hardware that we need for these tablets. Instead of using the old nomenclature for the mounts for the tablets, those are now antiquated. So if we add those as a bid item for a pricing on the pricing sheet, it would be inaccurate and we'd possibly be under getting quoted for a lesser item and not the accurate item that we need.
And given the, you know, the expiring contract versus new contract, are there any outstanding invoices or are there any purchases that have recently been made that would not fall under this current contract?
No, there is not. There's still room in the bid, currently expiring bid, there's still financial room within that, so we were not up against the budget either.
So thank you for your explanation on the reason that this bid was late. So I want to ask you a question. Do you think that it would make sense for department heads when they do have to come to us or come to us?
Councilman, with the major's opinion, he's here to answer to the bids.
This is about the bid.
I'm not seeing this is about the bid. Do you have any further questions about the specific bid?
Yeah, this is about this specific bid.
You just asked the major about the other department heads. We're talking about the police department. Excuse me, Councilman. We're talking about the police department, and we're talking to the major about this specific bid. We are not talking to the major or any other department about what they think the other departments do or what you think the process should be. So are there any further questions on bid 2024-219?
Yes.
Continue.
So, thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
So, Major, would it be too much to ask with a bid such as this that there's obviously a rational reason why this thing is late, not to just include it in the position paper, save us a whole lot of time here on the floor too. I know everybody's really interested in saving time and getting out of here. So that's...
Councilman, can you please leave the commentary? Just ask your question on the bid. We know your position. You're upset with everybody. You're upset with the administration. You're upset with the council.
Yeah.
We get it.
True.
So please be professional and ask the questions about the bids. You're always talking about the taxpayers. You're wasting the taxpayers' time. We know your position. Stop campaigning on the council floor. Ask the questions on the bids.
I'm wasting the taxpayers' time?
Absolutely, Councilman.
Really? Okay. That's a good one. Thank you, Major. I'm good. That's fine.
Are there any further questions from members of the council? Are there questions, comments from members of the public on bid 2024-219? Members of the public. Don't go too far, Major. Bid 2024-221 Alpha, police personnel uniforms. Major?
Major Andy Sullivan for the police department. The police department went out to bid for police personnel uniforms. Three bids were received. Barney's Hat and Uniforms out of Cranston, Rhode Island. Jonah's Enterprises out of Brooklyn, New York. And Gauls Incorporated of Lexington, Kentucky. The police department is requesting that bid be awarded to Barney's Hat and Uniforms as they were the lowest overall qualified bidder. If awarded, funding would be authorized for the expenditure in the amount not to exceed $50,000. The contract would commence on December 12, 2023 and end December 11, 2024. Funds would be derived from Police Department Operating Budget Code 30-260, miscellaneous police gear and uniforms.
Thank you, Major. Are there any questions from members of this committee? Are there any questions, comments from members of the council? Are there any questions, comments from members of the public? Are there any questions, comments from members of the public? Thank you.
Thank you.
Sergeant of the Arms, can you see if there's someone chatting in the back and ask them to leave the hall if that's the case? We are now at the threshold. We've met the threshold of the $50,000 and above. We are now on to the remainder of the docket for all items that are bids that require votes below the threshold down to $2,500. I will go through the committee. I will ask each member of the committee if there is an item within the bid package they would like to discuss and pull for discussion. I will then go to each member of the council and open it up to the members of the council to see if there's an item that they would like to discuss within the bid package. I will then go to the public and ask the public if there are items they would like to discuss within the bid package. Members of the Warwick Finance Committee, are there any items that you would like to pull and discuss within the bid? Thank you.
2024-254.
Can't hear him.
2024-254, investigation and analysis of drainage on Wolverson Stone. That is number 16, and that is found on page 57. Thank you. Are there any items within the bid package that members of the council would like to pull for discussion? Council President McAllister.
Thank you. I'm sorry, I just crashed my computer here. Try to get the number here. Bid number 2024-206 on page 71.
That's number 20. Are there any further, Mr. President?
Yes, and one more. Number 28-2024-221B on page 94.
Thank you so much. That is 2024-221 Bravo Police Personnel Uniforms, Additional Vendors. That is found on page 94. Thank you, Mr. President. Are there any items from members of this council would like to pull for discussion? Councilman Lattisaur.
Thank you. Item number 9, found on page 36. 2022-232.
Yes.
Item number 10, found on page 45, 2024-211A.
Yep. Give me one moment.
Sure.
Thank you. Yes.
Item number 12, found on page 49, 2024-216.
Yes.
Item number 13, found on page 51, 2024-202.
Yep.
Item number 18, found on page 67, 2024-218.
Continue. Are there any further, Councilman?
Item number 20, found on page 71.
The President, Council President already requested that one. We can have a discussion on that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I see it. Got it. Forgive me. Item number 24, found on page 80, 2024-217.
Thank you.
Item number 26, found on page 85, 2024-269.
Thank you.
And that's all.
Thank you, Councilman. Mm-hmm. Are there any further items that members of the council would like to discuss from the bid package? I'll now go to the public. Is there any items within the bid package that members of the public would like to discuss with any specific questions? Are there any items within the bid package that members of the public would like to discuss? We will go now in straight order, starting with bid 2022-232, State of Rhode Island Mobile Data Equipment and Installation. This is found on page 36. Chief, welcome and please introduce. And when Chief, when you're done, Councilman, you have the floor.
Assistant Chief Jason Umenhauer, Fire Department.
Thank you. Chief, the previous bid was a two-year bid. And now, actually, I think it's first time in, I can't remember when, you're coming in for a request for a four-year bid. Why is that?
So this is an alteration to a piggyback of a state MPA. So we're just staying consistent with the expiration date of the state MPA. So if on the next page of your bid package, you'll see that the state MPA was extended until January 30th of 2028. So we just stayed consistent with that expiration date.
And this is spending authority up to?
So we're an additional $40,000 over the next 4 years.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any questions, comments from members of this committee? Questions, comments from members of the council? Questions, comments from members of the public? Thank you, Chief. Next would be bid 2024-211 Alpha, large diameter clamp, saddles, and couplings. This is found on page 45. Director, if you wouldn't mind introducing yourself, and then Councilman Lattiser, you have the floor for the question.
Sure. Good evening. Terry DiPetrillo, Chief of Water.
Thank you. Director, I've expressed my concern and objection about something that's taking place in this bid several times, particularly recently, about awarding bids to vendors who don't bid. And it's getting more concerning to me that this practice is starting to grow. We have an item here where there's several bidders on this item that typically bid on things and elsewhere. And now, for whatever reason, these vendors are choosing not to bid. And this is something that has been kind of developing, you know, over the past year. So I think that's a bad practice, that we're awarding bids to companies who don't bid. I think it's unfair to the bidders that do bid, and it's especially unfair to the, in this case, the two lower bidders that you're suggesting. And I understand what the rationale is for, in this case, awarding to two bidders who bid, but I think it's very unfair to those two bidders to go ahead and include two or three other bidders who didn't even bid.
Councilman, for clarification, I'm sorry. We are on bid 2024-211 Alpha, large diameter clamps. That is found on page, just for clarification, yeah, page 45 within the bid package.
Okay, sorry. So I jumped ahead of myself.
So
I won't have to repeat it. I'm all set with number, with that 2024-211A. It's 2024-11B is what I actually wanted to single out.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask, so we already started discussion. I'm going to finish the discussion. Do you have anything further on A?
I'm sorry?
Do you have anything further on that 2024-211 Alpha?
No.
Okay, any questions from members of this committee? Questions from this council? Questions from the public? Thank you. So you intended and this is something that you made your statement already, so you wish to make the statement towards 2024-211 Bravo. So, Councilman, do you have a question for the director, or did you just want to make your feelings known?
No, I stated my piece on it.
Thank you. Are there any questions from members of this committee? Questions from the council? Questions from the public? Questions from the public? Thank you. Next would be bid 2024-216, firefighting tools and equipment. This was also requested by Councilman Lattisaur. This is found on page 49. Good evening, Chief. Just please identify.
Assistant Chief Jason Umenauer, Fire Department.
Councilman?
Thank you, Chief. Chief, just a different question for you on this one. Why only 6 months?
So in talking to the vendors, several of our different bids we've discussed with them, they usually right now with the fluctuation of prices and product availability, they're getting two price increases every year. So January 1st and July 1st. A lot of our vendors had requested a 6 month bid if we only plan on purchasing it within the next 6 months, because otherwise they would have to build two price increases into their bid price. So if we had extended this past July 1st, the price that we would be paying next week would have two price increases built into it, because they didn't know if we were going to buy it tomorrow or at the end of the 1 year contract. So we're trying to avoid that second price increase.
Okay. I think you made a good point. And that's also something that could occur on any of these items in this bid package.
Correct. It's dependent on the product itself. So with tools and those type of goods, it's a 6 month thing.
Okay. Thank you.
Any questions? Thank you, Councilman. Are there any questions from members of this committee? Follow-up questions from members of the council? Questions from members of the public? Question comments from members of the public? Thank you. And the next item is bid 2024-207, floor mats, wet and dry mop rentals. This is found on page 55. This falls under DPW. Christy, please identify, and then Councilman Lattisaur, you have the floor.
Christy Moretti, Public Works. Council Chair, I believe it was 2024-202.
Yes, that's correct, Mr. Chairman.
Oh, what did I say? I apologize. I need to correct the docket.
It's item number 13, found on page 51, snowplow blades.
Oh, I have you down as item 15. I apologize.
I have 15 too. Oh no, I'm sorry. No, I took 15 off.
So you wanted to, Councilman, you wanted to speak about 2024-202 snowplow blades.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Christy, thank you for the correction. No, I do appreciate that. Councilman, you have the floor.
Christy, so snowplow blades, I mean, we know in June or July, right, about the weather and the snow. So this request for snowplow blades, which you absolutely need and you request every year, why did it wait or sit there until October 4th before sending the request in to the purchasing agent?
Well, I was...
Why wasn't it requested long before October 4th?
So I was out of work on medical leave for about 4 weeks. When I returned to work, I sent all the bids over to get them. I think it was when I returned to work to get them advertised so we could get the award done. I do realize that expires on November 27th. This is one of the items that was supposed to be on the last meeting that we were unable to attend.
Well, Christy, sincerely, I'm sorry that you were ill and you were out, but you know, that begs the question, if you're out for 6 months, does that mean the department doesn't function? There's no one else laterally above or below your job description that can produce these bids and get them to us? There's no one else in that department that can do that?
Wait, that's something that we're working on is, if I'm absent for any long-term reason, that there's another person in the department that can handle these things.
So then we could expect you know, something like that to happen fairly soon.
I can't guarantee it won't happen again.
Okay. No, I'm not talking about your illness or being ill. I'm talking about if, for whatever reason, you're out, you left, that someone is going to be able to fill in. So as an example, when, now I'm not going to go down that route, that'll just get people angry for nothing, that someone will be there, will be able to do it. The department won't be shut down with snowplow blades and paints and tires and pots, et cetera, because someone else will be trained to do that.
There's always an alternative.
Okay.
If I may, Chairman.
Yes.
The resolution is actually incorrect.
Okay.
The expiration date should be 11/27/25. It's a 2-year bid.
So if you don't mind, please repeat that. I missed the last sentence.
This is a 2-year bid.
Okay.
The manner of award says 11/27/24. It should say 11/27/25.
In your statement paper, it does say the correct dates. It says November 28th, 2023 to November 27th, 2025.
Correct. If it's not correct on the resolution, I just wanted to make sure that it was.
Yes. Thank you.
That's it.
Thank you. Councilwoman Travis.
Yes. Hi, Chrissy.
Hi.
Is this going to cover different size blades? Because before we used to get a breakdown of what size blades we would need. I mean, you don't know exactly right now.
It covers everything from 8 to 12 feet.
So, but this is going to be different sizes, right?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. I am going to request a PCR on bid 2024-202. Just for clarification and purposes, but I was going to see if there's anyone in the committee that has anything further to say on this item. Is there anyone from the council that has anything further to say on this item? Anyone from the public have anything further to say on bid 2024-202? City Clerk, may I have a PCR?
118-23.
PCR 118-23. Seeing that we had discussion on this item, the PCR would call for a correction to state that the bid would be from November 28th, 2023, with an expiration date of 11/27/2025. Correct, Christy?
Yes.
Thank you so much. This will be a 2-year bid. May I have a motion?
Motion to amend.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. May I have a motion for PCR 118-23 as amended?
Move favorable action.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you all very much. Thank you so much, Christy. Councilman, for clarification, Councilman Lattiser, sorry. Did you want to speak on item 15, bid 2024-207? Or was that just my misprint?
No, initially I had asked to speak on it, but you know, it was just the question about where's the other bids, so we already know that answer.
Thank you so much. Next is item 16, bid 2024-254, investigation and analysis of drainage on Wolferstone Road. This is requested by the council president. Director, please identify, and council president, you have the floor.
That was my name. Eric Earls, public works director.
Go ahead. I apologize for correction, Councilman Gebhardt.
Hey, Director. I just wanted to say thank you for going out to bid on this work. I've heard from a number of the residents on this particular road. They've had substantial issues, including loss of property and other impacts from this. So, I just wanted to say thank you. It looks like from the proposal from EP that they would be able to start this pretty quickly after approved.
The design, it's a tricky road, which is why we have to go out for design. At the top of Wolverstone, it's kind of a convergence of three separate waterways. And so during storm events, it gets inundated. And one of the problems is that drainage system ties into the drainage system on Post Road. And the drainage system on Post Road is typically inundated. And so that whole system becomes inundated, and subsequently the water surcharges and then just flows overland. So what we're working with EP is going to be able to provide us some hydraulic studies, you know, computer-aided hydraulics that will help us design a system that will mitigate a lot of those concerns.
No, thank you. Appreciate your attention on this. So thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Question, comments from members of the committee? Questions, comments from members of the council? Questions, comments from members of the public? Questions, comments from members of the public? Thank you, Councilman. Next, thank you, Director. Next is item number 18, bid 2024-218, Milwaukee Cordless Power Tools and Accessories. This was called by Councilman Lattiser. So, Chief, after you identify, Councilman Lattiser, you have the floor.
Assistant Chief Jason Umenhauer, Fire Department.
Thank you. Chief, on this item, Milwaukee Cordless Power Tools and Accessories, you drew up the bid request for this?
I did. Item.
And in that bid request, did you also request or equal? In other words, Milwaukee Cordless Power Tools and Accessories or equals?
We did not, because we primarily, the fire department years ago has committed to a battery system using Milwaukee batteries. So we have continued to go down the road of purchasing Milwaukee equipment so that we don't have to continue to buy different kinds of batteries and charge and stock different batteries on the vehicles for different tools.
So if you have two different pieces of equipment and batteries, like it's so common in the construction industry, people that use these tools, you know, every single day, you think that is a disadvantage having two different tools and two different batteries?
We do, because the vehicles have to carry and continue to keep charged those batteries. So the more batteries and battery systems that we got to keep charged on the trucks, the more space we have to place all those chargers and all those batteries. I can keep a single stack of six batteries on a truck and it'll run any battery operated tool on that vehicle, those six batteries. If I had four different brands, I would have to carry multiple batteries of each of that brand, and it would be cumbersome. We've had good luck with Milwaukee tools. We've never had issues with them. And Milwaukee makes an extensive line that includes a lot of the firefighting specific tools that we use, including our fans and things like that.
And in your position paper, you said that as a note, Salk's Hardware bid 5% off the suggested retail price as opposed to the requested manufacturer's list price. So, I mean, again, that's not here in our binder. So I assume that you have the copy of that suggested retail price?
We do. We have the specific prices for each item, and it was a percentage off. And clearly they were not the same as the others because their percentage was much lower. So we reached out for clarification, and they gave us the price, but the price that they did put on the bid specifications was the suggested retail price. So we calculated it based on that percentage, which made them just the lowest bidder.
And the question I'm going to ask now is, because in the past it hasn't been the case, which is what prompted some of the policies that were put in place years back. So someone in the department did the math to make sure that the discounts off the list price were, in fact, the right amount and the net price?
Correct. Actually, Purchasing did that, and is one who initially found the issue. But when we followed up, we did find the problem.
Okay. All right. Thank you. That's all I have on that one, Chairman.
Thank you. And just for clarification also, this is Salk's Ace Hardware is a Warwick business, so therefore they qualify also with that 7% waiver of the lowest.
Correct. They were a few dollars more than the next lowest vendor, sure, but they were the only Warwick vendor. So that with the 7%, they qualified as the lowest vendor.
Thank you so much. Questions from members of the committee? Questions from members of the council? Questions from members of the public? Questions from members of the public? Thank you. Next is bid 2024-206. Thank you, Chief. 2024-206, athletic field marking paint. This is item number 20, found on page 71. Council President McAllister, director, if you, or I apologize. Well, no, let's, purchasing director, if you don't mind identifying with your title, and then I'll turn it over to the council president.
Christy Moretti, business manager.
Thank you, Christy. Can you just, the paint, what fields that get this? And I think this is an annual one, or do you do it a couple times a year?
This is something that we do regularly for fields like Bench Street. They're dual purpose. Some of them are soccer and lacrosse. And then there's a couple other fields they might find, like North Country Club, or there's another one I'm forgetting. But that's primarily, so obviously as the grass grows, they cut the grass, we have to keep restriping.
Thank you. Thank you,
Mr. President. Any further questions for members of this committee? Questions, comments from members of the council? Questions, comments from members of the public? Questions, comments from members of the public? Thank you so much, Christy.
Thank you.
Next is bid 2024-217, structural firefighting helmets. This is found on page 80. This was requested by Councilman Lattisor. Chief, please identify, and Councilman Lattisor, you have the floor.
Assistant Chief Jason Umenhauer, Fire Department.
Thank you, Chief. In reviewing the notes that I made, this was simply another question about the four vendors that submitted bids, but everybody made themselves perfectly clear on that. Thank you. I'm all set, Chief. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Director. Questions for members of this committee? Questions for members of the council? Mm-hmm. Questions for members of the public? Questions for members of the public? Next is bid 2024-269, TLO service software subscription. This is found on page 85. Major, once you identify, Councilman Lattisor, you have the floor.
Major Andy Sullivan for the police department.
Major, just a quick comment on this. Again, I appreciate all the information that you've included in this bid. It certainly is helpful in expediting the process of review. Thank you.
Thank you. Questions from this committee? Questions, comments from the council? Questions, comments from the public? Questions, comments from the public? Thank you. Next is the final item is bid 2024-221 Bravo, police personnel uniforms, additional vendors. Council President, this is found on page 94. Major, please identify. Council President, you have the floor.
Major Andy Sullivan for the police department.
Thank you, Manager. This is another one that we get multiple times. If you could just explain how when bring on new people, they need new uniforms. When promotions happen, they need new uniforms, etc.
Yes, we do. Standard issue for our academy recruits, and we also do it for the once they graduate or are close to graduating, they get completely fitted and equipped with all the uniforms they're going to need. And that's the initial issue, and then thereafter they have a uniform allowance to purchase their own clothing in the subsequent years of their career. This particular bid is basically a sidecar to the bid earlier for police uniforms. This for all articles that Barney's, our recommended vendor, does not currently carry or did not bid on. So these are it's just authorization of purchase of other various uniform articles.
Great. Thank you, Major.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President. Questions from this committee? Questions from members of the council? Questions from the public? Questions from the public? May I have a motion on PCR 115-23 resolution relative to bids?
Move favorable action.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Want me to keep going?
Great. May I have a motion for acceptance of the minutes for the committee meeting held on October 16th, 2023?
So moved.
Seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Abstain.
Thank you. PCR 116-23, resolution relative to abatements. Good evening, Director. Please identify.
Good evening. Neil Dupuy, Director of Assessing. This month, we have abatements in front of you in the amount of $52,286.99. This is really a three-month total because we weren't able to attend the last 2 months due to a software issue and a death in one of the staff members' families.
Thank you. And everything seems to be pretty much cookie cutter as far as senior exemptions, veteran exemptions. Nothing out of the ordinary?
No, there's a few more granted appeals because we are in appeal mode at this time of year. But other than that, you know, I can answer any questions that you have.
Thank you. Questions from members of this committee? Any questions, comments from members of the council? Questions, comments from members of the public? Questions, comments from members of the public? May I have a motion?
Mr. Chairman?
Oh, correction. Yes, sir.
Councilman Sinapi has requested that one item be separated so he can abstain from it. It is the abatement of Patricia and Carmine Gallucci in the amount of $553.60. So if we could get a PCR for that item and vote it separately from the rest of the bundle.
For clarification, that is item 172615 for the amount of $553.60. Thank you. One moment, please.
So if we could first have a PCR on the Gallucci abatement.
PCR 119-23. All right. Again, I'm going to ask that we just hold on one moment. Solicitor, to verify the new amount of the abatement totals.
Bless you.
Would be $51,733.39.
That is, I agree.
That's what you have? Thank you.
I have 34 cents, but not to pick ears.
Yes, you are.
Chairman, I would first recommend that the committee make a motion on the PCR 119-23.
Yes, sir. May I have a motion on PCR 119-23 in the amount of $553.60?
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion. I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Just to clarify, your original number was correct. I wrote the wrong number down. My site is limited.
Say that again. I was what? No.
The 31 cents is proper.
Thank you. Thank you. So next, I would like to favorable action on PCR 116. And before I make that motion, solicitors, to be clear, do I have to amend this or do we just approve it as it is right now?
We can just reflect the updated amount in that you make a recommendation on the remaining abatements in the revised total.
Not as an amendment?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. I make a motion. Oh, I already went through the motions. I make a motion for PCR 116-23, resolution relative to abatements.
He scared me, so I double checked it.
$51,733.39.
31 cents.
We're going to disagree because I got $553.60 from $52,286.99. So I have that 60 cents.
Sorry, I misheard you. The abatement was $553.60. I wrote 65.
Okay. Okay. So we agreed? All right. Yep. Solicitor, please hear me out as I say this so that I'm saying it correctly. I make a motion for favorable action on PCR 116-23 resolution relative to abatements in the amount of $51,733.39. Thank you.
Thank you.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
The time is now 6:45 and the Warwick Finance Committee is adjourned. Thank you so much, Director.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The next committee to meet is the Ordinance Committee, and that can take place at this time.
The Ordinance Committee will convene at 6:47 p.m. First thing we have is acceptance of the minutes from the committee meeting held on October 16th, 2023. Do we have a motion?
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Next, we have PCO 22-23, an ordinance to prohibit parking on the southerly side of Staples Avenue from the intersection of Midgley Avenue to 70 Staples Avenue. This is Council President McAllister. It'll be second passage. Council President.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. At this time, I would like to withdraw PCO 22-23. We did do first passage at the last meeting. After that, I've spoken to a number of the neighbors that have concern. We want to make sure that everyone has an opportunity to enjoy this beautiful view that is down there. This is by Mary's Creek. There was a lot of different information that was being thrown around about what is and is not in this ordinance. And I just think I should withdraw it at this time. I'd like to get together with the neighborhoods, talk to them. I've heard from a number of different people, and it seems overwhelmingly that this may not be the correct solution at this time. So I'm requesting that we withdraw PCO 22-23. I'd like to speak with the neighbors again and speak with the traffic division before we move forward on any type of issues down there in this neighborhood. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Solicitor, can we go right for the motion if there is one, or do we have to make the rounds? Rounds? Ah, all right. Well, in that case, I move to withdraw per the request of the sponsor.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So this PCO 22-23 has been withdrawn.
All right, that leaves no further business for the Ordinance Committee at 6:49 p.m. So there's no longer anything to speak on because it's been withdrawn. It no longer exists. So, Council President.
So per procedure, we have now withdrawn this, so there's no vote that's going to be taken. There's nothing to, we can't discuss things that are no longer on the agenda as we have, the recommendation is to withdraw this. So there'll be no movement on PCO 22-23. If another ordinance were to come back, it would then be open for a public hearing and stuff like that. So, thank you.
If you do have an opinion on it, I recommend reaching out to the councilman in question, in this case, Council President.
The next committee to meet is the Public Safety Committee, and that could take place at this time. We will pause right before 7 o'clock. We do have a presentation at 7, and then we will go back into committees. Thank you.
Safety Committee is coming to order at 6:51. First order of business is the acceptance of minutes from the committee meeting held on October 16th. Do we have a motion?
Move to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
First item, PCS 117-23, resolution relative to claims.
We just asked for quiet in the chambers. We are still in committee. Thank you.
First order is the acceptance of minutes from the October 2nd meeting. Do we have a motion?
Move to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. The first item is PCR 117-23, claim from Scott Bellino. I read over the information. It was not filed in a timely manner. That was the reason for denial. In the past, because of COVID, we had been extending it. I think COVID is well beyond us now, and that exception is no longer acceptable. I will be looking for a motion to agree with the recommendation, but are there any comments from the committee first? Councilman Ricks.
I see that the chair is correct, that this does not seem to have been filed with the proper department within 7 days, but I do see that it was reported to the police department within 7 days, the incident happening on July 16th, and then there being a call and a police report dated July 23rd. So I think that it may be appropriate for us to consider it on its merits, since even though it didn't go directly through the proper channels, the city was at least put on notice within the 7 days.
But to that bit of information and evidence that you referred to, the police note in that report that there is no evidence of damage to the vehicle. So are there any other comments from members of the council, members of the public? Going back to the committee, Councilman Ricks. Oh, I'll be with you in a second, sir. Thank you.
Let's see. The police report does state that there was no visible damage, but I'm not an expert on cars. I don't know if the damage to the tire rods would have necessarily been visible to the officer who was looking at it at that time. I do see that the invoice that was presented by the claimant, it stated July 25th. It's unclear to me just from that invoice whether the work was done on July 25th before or after, but that would also be a possibility. I think that although I hate to just further investigate claims unless there's a good reason to, I think that there may be a good reason to reach out, try to get some more clarifying information on this one.
And Councilman Lattiser, you had your hand raised.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. So Councilman Ricks brings up the point that they notified the police department, but correct me if I'm wrong, isn't the notice supposed to be given to the Department of Public Works? So assuming I'm accurate with that, you know, I don't see what the defense is, or creating a defense that supersedes what the director said or what the director's position was. It's late. Done.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Chairman.
Councilman Sinapi.
And as far as the damage, I mean, if it was just a bent tire rod or even rods, and that was the entirety of it, it might make sense. But the mechanic noted the damage was significant to the tire rods, and even just a cursory research of it, while minor damage might not be obvious, significant damage to tire rods is obvious. Like your car wheel will shake, like it's, or steering wheel. It's not a small thing. And to add to that, he told the police he wasn't sure his car was damaged. So he had significantly bent tire rods according to the mechanic, yet he himself didn't know it was damaged. Those two things already don't match up. And because of the coupled with the delay, it's, like, I want to give people the benefit of the doubt, but at a certain point, you can only do so much for them. And if they, I'm willing to bet the police probably told him to submit his claim too, or her claim, in a timely fashion, and that wasn't done either. So there's just too many things that went wrong here.
Thank you. Any other comments from the public? Any comments from the public? Councilman Ricks, last time, please.
So I'm certainly not saying that we should necessarily approve this claim. I do want to, for the sake of consistency, because if not for some of these other factors, I would not consider the the timing of this to be dispositive here, but it also does seem to me that since this is relating to a claim for both tire rods, and because the nature of the pothole, the photos that were provided, it seems to me that I'm not sure how this pothole would have been hit in a manner that both tire rods would have been damaged from a single incident like that. It seems that this could well be a wear and tear issue, but yeah, with the police report, I always prefer that we actually have the live testimony instead of just going by what someone wrote down in a report as to what someone else said. It's a classic hearsay issue. So that's why I would tend to prefer for this matter to be held, for the person to be given notice that they can come. I do understand that if we reject the claim, then they do have an opportunity to also write to us, reach out. But I think that I would prefer to hear from this particular person. So that's my reasoning. I'm not saying that I'm leaning towards necessarily granting this, but I would prefer to go through that alternative process. Thanks.
Thank you. As the chair, I'm making a motion to rule in favor of the recommendation, which is to deny. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Nay.
Opposed?
Just as a point of information, don't forget that the practice is that if we're going to deny, we are actually supposed to hold it just so we can notify the person, hey, we're going to deny you unless you show up and speak your piece.
My point to that, and solicitor, correct me, we've had this conversation numerous times. That is not a policy. That is something we have done. I understand. And we've done that for a number of reasons. Part of it was COVID, whatever. This person, if it's denied, they have a right to come in front of us and ask. They are notified that it is denied, if I understand the process, and they can appear in front of us at the next meeting.
All right, yeah, that makes sense to me then. Mm. One way or another, they get to speak their piece.
Yes, sir. Councilman Latter, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So if I understand it correctly, the committee is making a motion to deny, not because the individual isn't here, but because of the recommendation of the department.
Correct.
Thank you.
Yes, it is solely based on the denial from the department and their reasoning for it. And what I saw as evidence, the paperwork backs that up. That is why I made the motion. It's been seconded and passed. Next item is PCR.
Mr. Chairman.
I'm sorry.
That's right here. I request that we pause the public safety committee. It's now 7:01. I'd like to start the full council meeting. We have some guests, and then we'll go right back into committees as we do have another committee after this as well.
Thank you very much. The committee is paused at 7:01.
Thank you.